Mary Lacey is a Jericho native who thinks big. She paints outdoor murals, giant images usually of nature that adorn urban landscapes. Her paintings of fish, hummingbirds, and bees splash across buildings in vibrant color. Lacey has taken her art on the road with a cross-country mural making that brought her to 10 towns from Mississippi to New Mexico. All summer, VPR is profiling artists under 40 for a project we're calling Young at Art. We caught up with Lacey recently in her Burlington studio. As VPR's John Dillon reports, Lacey is now shifting her focus to a smaller scale.
Mary Lacey is breaking glass. She stands at an improvised workstation in her studio in Burlington's South End, quickly slicing the clear panes, then tapping them lightly to form the shapes she'll later paint to form mosaics. A belt sander takes the sharp edges off. The noise drowns out the music from the record pressing plant next door. Lacey explains that her method is an unconventional way to create mosaics.
I mean, I didn't get this technique from anyone. I developed it. I was really interested in mosaics, but I wanted to be able to cut the pieces the way I wanted and to paint them the colors that I wanted. So I feel like I'm cheating if I call it. You know, I'm like mosaic cheating, but inventing something new at the same time.
It hardly looks like cheating. Lacey follows a painstaking process of design, fabrication, and creation that will transform these seemingly uneven shapes to form an image of a red clover. It's part of a series on pollinators and the plants they rely on that Lacey is creating for the Jericho Library. She's also making a monarch butterfly, a bee, a bat, and wildflowers. The nature images follow a similar theme as her much larger murals.
I love painting animals. You know, I love painting animals as if they're walking or flying right there in the urban landscape. You know, it's not like a window into some other world, but my intention is that people think that bird is right there.
Lacey, who is 28, says it's great to be doing something so close to home. And for a private person who's practiced public art, her work process as well as her work itself has been on display for years. She says it's also good to be working by herself for now.
After 5 years or so of being out making things in public, I've been craving to have a more isolated place to be able to explore a little more.
The mosaic work signals a shift in Lacey's focus, from large murals to creations that are smaller and made for interior spaces. She just rented the South End studio, her first, and she's selling her bucket truck. The Ford E350 van with a 32-foot-high lift was her on-road studio that took her on a cross-country trip in 2016 and 2017. The project was partially underwritten by the Benjamin Moore Paint Company, which also helped pay for a series of videos that document the adventure. Lacey says that trip was both inspiring and exhausting. She worked in a variety of communities, including the Deep South and Uptown Manhattan. Each piece brought its own challenges, even disasters, that required, and this is one of Lacey's favorite phrases, problem solving.
There was like one spot I showed up and there was like a bus station that was made right in front of the mural, so like I couldn't park there. Another site I showed up and one of the building owners hadn't told the other building owner. And he was like, no, this is not happening. So we'd find a new wall.
Growing up in Jericho, Lacey says an art career wasn't what she saw for herself. In school, her focus was on academics and athletics until she was sidelined by an injury. She credits her high school art teacher, Dodie Gomez, with encouraging her to explore the visual arts.
I think one thing that was always really true for Mary and continues to be true is that she's just so thoughtful and patient as an artist.
Gomez says Lacey, even in high school, showed a focus and vision unusual for an artist of her age. Gomez now teaches at the Browns River Middle School, which features Lacey art on its walls. Goma says Lacey worked with students on the mural.
So I get to walk by Mary's mural every day when I go to the cafeteria. It's just such a joy.
Joy is a welcome reaction to any creative work. High on a brick wall on St. Paul Street in Burlington, A giant hummingbird, one of Lacey's first murals, hovers above the town. Passerby Emily Portune describes her reaction.
Love it. I love a hummingbird. Yeah, very cool. Love it all the time. It makes me very happy. I'm new to Vermont like 2 years ago, and it really like feels like the town to me.
The story behind the hummingbird is a classic lesson in problem solving. Lacey started it on the first day of the Burlington Farmers Market, so she found herself on display for a huge crowd to gawk at. She had never painted a mural that high off the ground before, so she had to figure out how to paint each piece on a grid that she had not figured out how to calculate.
So the whole first day, I was just up there, like, faking my measurements, just, like, had my ruler and just made fake marks and went home and was like, oh, my God, what, you know, how do I paint a mural?
And that wasn't the end of the hummingbird mural travails. Later, the battery on the truck died, leaving her stranded 30 feet in the air. That problem was solved with a jump start from a passing stranger. In her new studio, Lacey solved more problems with the help of her family. Her brother Tom helped design a straight edge for the cutting surface, really an old dresser, she uses to slice the glass. And supportive parents, Chuck Lacey and former House Speaker Gay Symington, encouraged her career in art.
I mean, I told my dad I wanted to buy a bucket truck, and he was like, that's the best idea ever. And I don't think many parents, you know, would do that.
She knows other young artists have not had people behind them who believe in them. But asked what would help encourage other young people to find a career in art, Lacey, who's dealt with a series of physical challenges stemming in part from her high school injuries, has a more practical insight. Health insurance, she says. Affordable health care coverage is what people need if they are to have artistic freedom. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.